So there have been some political bombshells this week. President Obama expressed his support for gay marriage, first president to do so. The Washington Post reported some high school classmates of Mitt Romney says he led them in an attack on a gay classmate in the 60s. And longtime Republican Senator Dick Lugar of Indiana was defeated by a Tea Party favorite.
Well, joining us to talk about it all, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hello, Gwen.
Slow week, huh?
Yeah, really? Well, let's talk about what happened early in the week with President Obama finally deciding to come out in support of same-sex marriage after basically being forced to by his vice president. Gauge what has happened here this week.
One of these interesting stories, because there's no one who believes that the president actually made up his mind this week. The people who oppose the president's position on this believe he had always supported gay marriage, and the people who support him believe, wink, wink, that he had always supported gay marriage, but just wasn't willing to say so at that moment. So what we had was a huge story about a decision that everybody agrees had been made, an evolution that had already been completed, and it was only a matter of timing. Was he going to announce it this week? Was he going to announce it on the View, which the White House is now saying next week, or was he going to wait till after the fall election? A lot hangs on it, but what gets lost in kind of the politics of how he decided to do it and who forced him or who didn't force him is a pretty big statement for the chief executive of the country to say that he believes in gay marriage, even though it should be said, he also said that he believes that states should move in that direction on their own pace at their own time, which isn't quite the same as saying, I will sign an act which will change the world tomorrow. Nobody can go out and get married tomorrow who couldn't get married yesterday because of what the president said.
Gwen, on the heels of that, Mitt Romney, former classmates of Mitt Romney, say that he viciously bullied a classmate back at prep school. Talk about the fallout surrounding that.
Interesting story. It's one of those stories that I am not clear that anyone's going to go to the polls in November and say, you know, he was once a bully 50 years ago, so I can't vote for him. I don't believe that's true, but I do think we all find these stories interesting, if only because as we read, you know, biographies of presidents, we want to know everything about them. We want to know who they were as well as who they are. And if in fact he's evolved into a more enlightened person, that's interesting too. If he hasn't, that's interesting. I think that's what gets our attention about these stories, whether he did it or he didn't do it, whether he's sorry or he's not, all kind of fades in my sense as much as I want to know more about who this man is who could be the next leader of the free world.
And in our final 30 seconds, Dick Lugar out after 36 years in the Senate. He defeated in a primary in Indiana this week. He's an institution in Washington. Was that his problem?
That was exactly his problem. He was the longest serving Republican in the Senate, a guy who fiercely embraced the notion of what it meant to compromise, to find common ground, to embrace moderate, not even moderate. He rated very high in conservative scales, but that wasn't good enough for a guy I talked to from Indiana who's the head of the Tea Party there said, you know, we were doing a purity purge in Indiana, which is a pretty bracing term, and that's what happened to Dick Lugar.
All right. Thank you, Gwen.
Take care.
You too. Washington Week with Gwen Ifill, a National Journal, airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.